Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Tzadik, and we are Be'ezras Hashem in the beginning of a new perek, the 11th and final perek of Maseches Sanhedrin, perek chelek. So perek chelek needs no introduction. Thus, without further ado, Zokta Helege Mishnah. Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek la'olam haba. Every single yid has a chelek, a portion. In Olam Haba, in the world to come, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Va'amech, referring to Klal Yisrael, Kulam Tzadikim, are all Tzadikim, La'olam Yirshu Aretz, they will inherit the land, referring to Olam Haba, forever, Netzer Matai, they are the branch of what I planted, Masa Yodai, they are my creation, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lehispoer, and Ich Barim Zich Medzai. I'm so proud of who Klal Yisrael is. But the point is, Va'amech Kulam Tzadikim, every yid is a big tzadik. That's what this pasuk is saying. Hence, the opening verse of this perek, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lehem Chelek La'olam Haba, says the Mishnah, stating that you have to read the not-such-fine print. The following are a list of people that actually don't have a chelek in Olam Haba. If somebody says, Ein Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. Now notice, the Mishnah doesn't say that the person denies Tchias HaMesim. Could be he understands and acknowledges that there's Tchias HaMesim. He says, however, Ein Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah, that there's no remez to Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. We're going to see part of the avodah of the first few dafin in Perek Chelek is finding different hints and sources to Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. But someone that denies Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah, he's in the list, in the infamous list of the Elu She'in Lam Chelek La'olam Haba. Additionally, the Ein Torah Min HaShemayim, if somebody denies the very existence of the Torah, the Apikairis, someone that's an Apikairis, self-explanatory, if somebody studies, he reads Svarim HaChitzoinim, he too loses his Chelek in La'olam Haba. What is the definition of Svarim HaChitzoinim? That's already something that the Gemara is going to delve into in great detail. V'aloichesh ala makah, if somebody recites an incantation over a wound, V'omer, he says, kol ha-machala asher samti b'mitzrayim, le'yosem alecha ki ani Hashem reifecha. Now that pasuk in and of itself is an incredible thing. Somebody that recites that pasuk, he's expressing a tremendous amount of emunah and betochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, there was a lachash, there was an incantation that involved that pasuk, and somebody that has a makkah, and instead of going to a doctor, or instead of dealing with it in a traditional way, he recites incantations as a source of refuah, he's included in the list of the Elu She'in Lam Chelek La'olam Haba. Abba Shaul said, Af ha-hoyge es Hashem b'yisi yoysav, even someone that's hoyge es Hashem b'yisi yoysav, it involves the Shem Hashem, we'll see in a second what that means, he too is one of the people that are Ein Lam Chelek La'olam Haba. Zok Mishnah, Shloshim Alochim, V'arba Hed Yoytois, Ein Lam Chelek La'olam Haba. There were three kings and four pedestrians that lost their Chelek La'olam Haba. Shloshim Alochim, who were the three kings? Yerovam, Achav, and Menasseh. So these are three very, very infamous kings, all of whom stories is going to be discussed in great detail in the course of the parak, but Yerovam, Achav, and Menashe have something in common. They are the three malachim that the Mishnah says, She'in lo en chelok lo'olam haba. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda said, I agree with Yerovam and Achav, but I disagree with Menashe. Menashe, yesh lo'i chelok lo'olam haba, shenemar, it's a pasuk. It says, Vayispalol elov, Vayishma trinosoi, Menashe davin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard his prayers, Vayishiveo Yerushalayim, l'malchusoi, and he was returned to Yerushalayim, to his malchus. So it sounds like whatever it was that Menashe lost, he got back through tefillah. Amrulay said, they told Rabbi Yehuda, read the pasuk carefully. L'malchusoi heishivo, it's true that some of what Menashe lost, he got back. Meaning, he got his malchus back. But as it relates to the fact that he had lost his olam haba, that is not something that was returned to him. And finally, the Mishnah says, "Who are the arba yoytos that have no chelik in olam haba?" Bilam, the doyeg, achitoyful. So the Mishnah begins, "Kol Yisrael yeshlem chelik olam haba." Sounds amazing, but then there are all the asterisks. Ve'elu she'en lem chelek lo'olam haba. Ho'imrein t'chias ha'mesim en ha'toyro, en toyro men ha'shamayim, en ha'pikoyres, koyro besvarim ha'chitzoynim, aloichash al ha'maka. If someone is Hoiges Hashem by Siyosov. Then the Mishnah says there were three Malachim and four Hidyoites that had no Chayil Ganoilam Haba. The three Malachim were Yeravim, Achav, and Menashna. The four Hidyoites were Bilam, Doik, Achitoifel, Gechasi. I saw the Margolis Hayam. He brings from the Knesset Yecheskel that said a simon to remember the four Hidyoites that are in Lam Chayil Ganoilam Haba. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Aleph is Achitoifel. Beis is Bilam. Gimel is Gechasi. Dalet is Doik, Adoimi. Pretty straightforward. So what are these things for which a person can amazingly lose his chelik in Olam Haba? So again, let's go through the Mishnah. So we understand what that means. That would seem to be the worst of the worst. And Apikoiris is also self-explanatory. So the Gemara is going to define what Svarim Hachitzoinim are. In fact, this part of the Mishnah is going to segue into a deep dive into the story of Ben Sira. So Ben Sira, who's mentioned throughout Shas, according to some, was an example of Svarim Achitzoinim. Haloiches al Amaka. If somebody recites an incantation over a Maka, we once spoke out a raid bite from Abruva Margolis, who said that when the Mishnah says Toiv Shabiroifim LeGehenim, it was referring to these guys, the people that were Loiches al Hamakas, and they were considered the good doctors. And the reason is because they didn't do surgeries, they didn't perform treatment, they would just recite incantations, and of course, he was supposed to have a refuah. But Abruva Margolis says, based on the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnah, nice in the fourth paragraph of Masechtas Pesachim, that really this was all bogus and this was one big sham. If someone's loichesh al hamaka, he's putting other people's life at risk. He's the toiv sheberoifim that's going to go to Gehenim, right? What does the Mishnah say? Haloichesh al hamaka is inlam chelik loilam haba, toiv sheberoifim, not to Gan Eden, not to loilam haba, but rather to Gehenim. Hohoiges Hashem boisi yosav. What is that? So the truth is, it's a big machloikis rishonim. Rashi, not over here, but Rashi Masechtas Avodah Zarah daf yud zayin amadeis, and Rashi in different places says that Hohoiges Hashem boisi yosav is somebody that uses the Shem ben Arba. So we know there are different shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of these shemes with the Hei Ayidiyah is the shame that's a Ben Arba Mushtayim Oisiyas. The Gemara says in Kedusha 9 Aleph Amar Aleph, Amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav, Shem Ben Arba Mushtayim Oisiyas, Eim Moisir Noisoy Elo, Lemisha Tzonua, Va'onav, Va'oimit B'chatzi Yadmav, Ve'enei Koyes, Ve'enei Mishtaker, Ve'enei Maimit Al Midoisav. It's a very, very big deal. And then the Gemara continues and says, "V'chol ayoydai, any person that knows this Shem, v'hazor boy, v'amishamrei betahira, ahuv lemala, v'nechmad lemata, ve'imasayim utelas al abriyos, v'noichol shnei olamim, ha'ilam hazeh v'ilam abar." Rashi doesn't speak this out, but you see that someone that knows this Shem and he protects it, he's going to be noichol shnei olamim, ha'ilam hazeh v'ilam abar. It's almost michlal lavat hashemayahin that if someone knows this Shem and he doesn't treat it carefully, he's not going to get olam haba. But that's shitas Rashi throughout Jas. That the Hoiges Hashem Boisi Yosef is somebody that does different moifsim and things using Shemois, specifically the Shem Ben Arba Mishtayim Moisius. Tosfos argues. Tosfos says that that's not what it means. Hoiges Hashem Boisi Yosef means that if somebody recites the Shem Havaya, not Aleph Dal Nun Yud, but the way it's written. So we know that the Shem Havaya is unique, that it's loikesha ani nichtav ani nikra. Says Tosfos, the Hoiges Hashem Bo Yisi Yosef is somebody that says the Shem Havaya, but not kesha ani nikra, but rather kesha ani nichtav. If somebody does that, he's a Hoiges Hashem Bo Yisi Yosef. And that is really the shita of most of the Rishonim. In fact, some Rishonim even add that Hoiges Hashem Bo Yisi Yosef is not only somebody that says the name, meaning he literally spells it out, which you're not allowed to do, but even someone that just mentions the Oisius, so he would say Yud, and then Hey, and then Vav, even that wouldn't be okay. And for that reason, the Minig Yisrael is that you say Yud Kei Vav Kei, not Yud Hey, because that's already, according to some, getting involved in this inyan of being Hoiges Hashem Boisi Yosef. But either way, it's Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. It's interesting, we've spoken about this in the past, that Rashi in Kedusha 9 Aleph Amud Aleph says that as it relates to this Shem, that's a Ben Arba Mushtayim Moisius, Loi Pirshulonu. Rashi says, we don't know what it is. So Chazal talked about it in a very not good way, but at the same time, you want to know what that Shem is? Zok Deil Garashi, I'll be honest with you, it was never Neskaltas. I don't know. Stating that, Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in Tosfos Chagiga Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, says that it's Merum is in the first two psukim in the Torah. Bereshis bara elokim es hashamayim ve'es haaretz va'aretz ois ha'soyer v'voyer v'choshech ha'pnei sohoim v'ruach elokim ra'cheves ha'pnei ha'moyim. Zok Rabbeinu Tam, in those two psukim, you know the Shem ben Arba Mishtayim Oisius. It's also you do. The Svarim HaKdoshim say that it's the Rosh HaTevis of the Tefillah on the Bekoyach. Dvarim Atikin, regardless, a big machloikis as it relates to what is Hahoyges Hashem Boisiyosa. But there's just one thing I think that's worth speaking out, and that is Tosfos in Masechta Sota, Daf Hei Amud Aleph asks, the Gemara over there is discussing Gaiva, all the terrible, terrible things of Gaiva. And one of the things the Gemara says is, V'omer Rabbi Lazar, kol adam sheyesh by gasas oruach. Any person that has Gaiva, ain afroy ninar. He's not going to stand up for Tchias HaMeisim, and he darshened it from a pasuk. In other words, it sounds like he's going to have no chelik in Olam Haba. Frey Tosfos Teima. If someone that's a Baal Gaiva has no chelik in Olam Haba, so how come the Baal Gaiva is not included in the infamous list in the beginning of Perek Chelik as one of the people that are in Lem Chelik Lelem Haba? And Tosfos says, I have another kasha. The Gemara says in the end of Masechtas Ksubis, those are the sugis that talk about Mailas Eretz Yisrael. Mesim Shabbat Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara over there says that people that die or people that are buried in Chutz La'aretz, Einam Chayim, they're not going to merit Tchias HaMeisim. How come they're not mentioned in this list of Ve'elu She'en Lam Chelik Lo'ilam Haba? And he says, not just that, there's a Gemara that says, Malvi Beribis are En Lam Chelik Lo'ilam Haba. Ameor Oretz are not going to stand up for Tchias HaMeisim. So it says, Tosfos, that how come they, who in different places in Shas are mentioned as people that have no chelik in Olam Haba, somehow are excluded from the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Amar Aleph, and Tosfos says, Tzorich Ian, he does not know the answer to this question. It's interesting, but there's a tshuva, in Shailos HaTshuvos Noidav Yehuda, and this is in Yoyredeya, Madura Tinyana, Simin Reishe. It's a very, very small tshuva. The simen, the name of the tshuva is Bir Divrei HaTosfos Besoita Daf Hei Amud Aleph Divrei HaMaschul Kol. So you don't see this every day, but this is mamash the name of the red bite. This is the name of the simen. Bir Divrei HaTosfos Besoita Daf Hei Amud Aleph Divrei HaMaschul Kol. The shoyl in that tshuva was none other than the great Rabbi Yishaya Pick, Rabbi Yishaya Berlin, who's, if not the most, second most often quoted shoyl in Shailos HaTshuvos Noidav Yehuda. And he asked the Noidav Yehuda, he said, I was learning this Tosfos, Soita Daf Hei Amud Aleph, it's Divrei Agada, without question. And he said, Tosfos blives shver, why is it that the Mishnah Perek Chelik mentioned some people that are Ein Lam Chelik Loilam Haba, but seemingly omitted others? Frank Rabbi Yishaya Pick, why did Tosfos say Tana V'Shayer? Throughout Shas, the Gemara asks questions like this. We have a list, it says Ve'elu, Minyana, etc. And the Gemara will come out and say Tana V'Shayer. So Frank Rabbi Yishaya Pick to the Noid of Yehuda, that why did Tosfos not simply answer Tana V'Shayer? So the Noid of Yehuda answered the question, and he began with a disclaimer, Kedarki B'Kodesh. He says, Hine, Lule Kvoidoi, Ein Darki L'Hoshev Edivri Agad. When not for the fact that I have such respect for you, the Shoyl, I would not answer your question. And the reason is because this is Divrei Agada, and we know this from learning Tshuvas Noid of Yehuda Tzazam and Baruch Hashem for many years, that the Noid of Yehuda felt Ein Darki L'Hoshev Edivri Agada, and not Chalila because he was Mezalzel in Divrei Agada, like one of the Shoyls once tied it to him, but simply because Ein Li Esek Ben Astaris, this is above my pay grade. It's not something you could understand al derech hapshat. This pnimius, this soidus in it, and this is shailos tshuvos. This is halacha lemaisa. What do you want me to tell you? You'll tell me a svara, I'll tell you a svara. We could all sit together and say, I hear. So really, ain't darki lahoshe b'divrei agada. However, v'amman l'chvoidei amina, but because of who you are, I'm going to tell you what my response is. And the Rebbe gave him two terutz, and we'll just mention one. And that is, when do you say Tana V'Shayer? That's when the Gemara, the Mishnah, will mention a list, and it'll be Meshayer a little bit. But in the words of the Noid of Yehuda, where it's Paritz Meruba Ala Oymed, where the amount that was omitted is greater than the amount that was mentioned, that already loishamanu that you should say Tana V'Shayer. So, for example, if you're going to mention a list of five things, and you're going to leave out two, okay, so I'll tell you Tana V'Shayer. But let's say you're going to mention a list of five, but you omitted seven. So now it's already Paritz Meruba Aloimit, to use an Erevin term. So over there said the Noid of Yehuda doesn't pass to say Tana V'Shayer. And this was a halacha psuka that the Noid of Yehuda said through a Dvar Agada. That's really negay, a different sugi is that you learn. Now just to appreciate, Mechatesi, it's Paritz Meruba Aloimit. I mean, the Mishnah mentions five people that are Inlam Chelik Lo'ilam Haba. Tosfos threw out a couple of examples, but really, to properly appreciate what the Nei Dibi Huda meant, one Lashon HaRambam, and then we're going to start the Gemara. The Rambam, and this is in Hilchas Shuvitz, Perikimul HaLochavav, the Elu She'en Lam Chelik Lo'ilam Haba. The following are a list of people that have no Chelik Lo'ilam Haba. Elu Nichrosin, V'Oivdim, V'Nidoinin, Al Goydol Rishon, V'Chatosam, Lo'ilam U'Lo'omei Elam. Says the Rambam, Haminim, Vapikorsim, Vakoifim Betoiro, Vakoifim Betrias Amesim, Vakoifim Bevias Agoil, Vamishumodim, Umachtie Horabim, Vaporsim Itarche Tibur, Vaisa Verus Beyad Roma Befarhesio Kyoyokum, Vahamuistrim, Umatile Ema Latibur Shloilashem Shamayim, Vishoikhe Domim. This one's scary. Upali Loshen Hora, Vahamoishach Har Losai. Either way, the Rambam then goes into great detail, and the Rambam does a little bit of math for us, and he says that if you do the math, there are 24 Averis for which a person can lose his Chelik in Olam Haba. So really, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Olam Haba. The Mishnah says, Ve'elu She'elam Chelik Olam Haba. The Mishnah mentions just a few examples. Tosfos in Sotei Daf Hamad Aleph says, I don't know, we seem to be missing. Frank Rabbi Shaya picks a ton of Ashaya. Look at the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva. He doesn't quote the Rambam, but it's Pashas is what he meant. Look at the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, Per Gimel. The Rambam goes through 24 people that are Eilam Chelik Leilam Abba. The Mishnah mentioned a handful. Really, it's 24. That means it's Paritz Meruba Lo'oimit. For this already, you can't say ton of Ashaya. Why didn't the Mishnah mention it? It's an amazing Kasha. How amazing. It's Tosfos Kasha, Sotei Daf Hamad Aleph, Tosfos Bleib Tzarechin. It's the name of a simon in Tshuvas Noi de Behuda, but in that Tosfos, it's a very, very shver kasha that Tosfos is asking. But for some reason, you learn the Mishnah in Perek Chelek, okay, just don't learn Svar Machitzayinim. The truth is, it's a little more complicated than that. Really, there is a list of Eilu She'en Lam Chelek Lo'ilam Haba. The Rambam, by the way, after he recites this list, he fears Zois, and he says, Bamedvar Mamurim, when is this true? Shekol Echad Mi Eilu Ein Lo'i Chelek Lo'ilam Haba, that's B'Shemez B'Lo'i Tshuva. Aval Shav B'Rishay U'Meis Fu B'Al Tshuva HaReze Mi B'nei Oilam Haba, She'en Lo Chadova She'oi Mei Bifnei HaTshuva, Afilu Kofa B'Iker Kol Yomav, U'Bachroina Shav Yesh Lo'i Chelek. But we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves. Regardless, just a few ha'aris, right here at the onset of this epic Perek Chelek. Now that note, Zok Tehelega Gemara, V'kol Kach Lama, says the Gemara, why is it that somebody that says, Ein Tchias HaMesem in HaTorah, gets no Chelek in Olam Haba? So again, the Mishnah began, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Olam Haba. Then the Mishnah gave the list of Eilu She'enlam Chelek Olam Haba. Who's the first mentioned in the list? Someone that says, Ein Tchias HaMesem in HaTorah. So the Gemara says, why? Why if somebody says, Ein Tchias HaMesem in HaTorah, does he lose his Chelek in Olam Haba? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because who kafir b'tchias HaMesem? This person who said, Ein Tchias HaMesem in HaTorah, he denied Tchias HaMesem. L'fichach lo yiyah lo yichevu b'tchias HaMesem. It's for that reason, he will not have a Chelek. You deny Tchias HaMesem, you're not going to get a Chelek in Tchias HaMesem. And the reason is, Shekol midosof shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mida keneged mido. Because everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is mida keneged mido. So it makes perfect sense. Mida keneged mido, if you deny Tchias HaMesem, therefore, you're not going to get a chelik at Tchias HaMesem. How do you know that? Kol midos shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu midah keneged midah. The Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yonah. How do you know that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is midah keneged midah? Shenema the pasuk says, "Vayomer Elisha, Elisha said." Now, this is a pasuk in Malachim Beis, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, and this is literally the first little episode here in Nach that we're going to learn. By the time we finish Perek Chelik, we're going to make a siyum on Masechta Sanhedrin, and we're going to make a siyum on Nach. Pretty much. This is going to be so much Nach that we're going to be learning over the next couple of days. This is the first story. So Elisha is talking to the Melech Yisrael, and he tells him as follows. There was a famine, there was a hunger, the situation was very, very dire. Extreme inflation. He says, Ke'es Machar, this time of day, tomorrow, Sos Soilis B'Sheka. There's going to be so much rain, there's going to be such an influx of product that a saw of soilus will sell for a shekel. This asayim soirim, two saw of soirim, will also be b'shekel. B'shar shomron in the shar of shomron. The pasuk says vayyan hasholish asher amelach nishan al yodoy. So the king was old at the time, and he was leaning on his gaba. So the gaba pipes up, and he says, "As Israel lekim vayomer hini Hashem oisa rubis v'shamayim." He says, "What you think? All of a sudden, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was going to make windows in the heavens? Hayia dover azeh. Have you ever seen anything? There's no precedent for something like this. I don't believe that this is going to happen." Vayomer Elisha told him, "Hina chroya beinecha. You're going to see it happen, but not just that." However, when it's going to rain and when all of a sudden there's going to be payros, you're not going to be able to benefit from it. Except the pasuk says, "Vayhi lo kein, vayirmus oisei on bashar v'yomis." That exactly as Elisha had predicted happened, and not just that, this shalish wasn't able to get any of this food because you can imagine there was a stampede. All of a sudden there was a chaptzim. Everyone was trying to get this food, and during this stampede, he got trampled on and he ends up dying. What do you see from here? You see that this person got punished, and he got punished, mita keneged mita. Meaning, he scoffed at the Nevuah of Elisha. He denied it. He says, what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do this? No way. Hayiyah ha-dover hazeh. And what was his punishment? Through that dover hazeh that he denied, he got punished. See, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes, it's mita keneged mita. But the Gemara says, v'dum l'kill us Elisha garmali. How do you know that this whole Indian was b'chlal a punishment? Meaning, we're assuming that he was punished. He was like a koifer in the Nevuah of Elisha, and as a result, he got punished. Maybe that's not what happened. Maybe what happened was he was cursed by Elisha. Elisha gave him a klala. So if this is an oinish, you see it's mida keneged mida. So you know when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes, he punishes mida keneged mida. But mechatesi, this is even an oinish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe this is just the result of the klala of Elisha. The Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, and don't we know what Yehuda Marav said? Kivlas chacham ifu la'achina miba, that if a Chacham curses somebody, even al chinam, it doesn't have to be a punishment. It doesn't even have to deserve it. Hiba, meaning it's something he's going to get. So maybe this is not together einish. Maybe this is al tkilas Elisha, which would have played itself out even if he didn't deserve it. But the point is, you don't see from here that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes, it's mida keneged mida. Mar says not true. Because imkain, if the reason this person was punished was merely because of the klal of Elisha, but it wasn't an einish, then lichtav krad, what the pasuk should have said was vayir misuhu. The Yomais. It should have said that they trampled him and he died. My Bashar. Why does the pasuk go out of its way to say that he died in the Shar? Al-Iske Shar. It's coming to teach us that no, the reason he died was because of what he said regarding the Shar. It was a punishment for denying the Nevuah of Elisha. And you see that it was Mida Keneged Mida. Oh, if it's Mida Keneged Mida, so you say Meres, call me Doisav Shalakadish Baruch was Mida Keneged Mida. So two Ha'aras before we go right there. Number one. So the mission said, "Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelik Loy Lam Haba Ve'Elu Shein Lam Chelik Loy Lam Haba." Who's the first infamous member of the list? Ha'imer Ein Tchias Hamesim Ben Atayr. Faith Gemara V'Kol Kach Lama Why? Tana Hu Kafar B'Tchias Hamesim Lefichach Lo Yil Loy Chelik B'Tchias Hamesim Shekom Midosav Shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mida Keneged Mida. And what's the raya that when Hakadosh Baruch Hu punishes, he punishes Mida Keneged Mida? The raya is because you find by Elisha with the shalish. The Sholish got punished, Mita Keneged Mita. Rabbi Kiveger in Gilyan Hashah says, Ayin Toisvis Soita, Davches Amadeis. So we just spoke out of Toisvis and Soita Davheim and Aleph, which by the way, Rabbi Kiveger was also Mitzayin. Rabbi Kiveger in Ha'ime Ein Trias Amesim in the Mishnah says, Ayin Toisvis Davheim and Aleph, Toisa Dibra Maskel Kol. Here it's Ayin Soita Davches Amadeis. So the second Tzion from Rabbi Kiveger to the first Perek of Masechta Soita. What does it say in Soita Davches Amadeis? So it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, B'mida she'adam moideid, ba moideid in lai. That a person gets punished, mida keneged mida. What does it have to do with the Soita? Because we know the punishment of the Soita is her stomach, her thighs, right? The Torah goes into graphic detail how exactly she died in the event that she was guilty. And the Mishnah delineates that everything that happened to the Soita was with a cheshbin. It's mida keneged mida. The truth is that if you look at the next Mishnah, which is already on Daf Tes Amud Beis, the Mishnah digresses. And the Mishnah goes into a very great detailed discussion, all agadata, of mida keneged mida. Shimshon holach acher einav, lefichach nikru plishtim es einav. Shimshon was punished, he was punished mida keneged mida. Avshalom, he was niskoi besaroi, and that's when Avshalom was killed. He was killed with his hair. He was also punished mida keneged mida. Miriam was rewarded mida keneged mida. Yosef HaTzadik was rewarded mida keneged mida. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was Oisek in the Atzmus Yosef when everybody else was busy with the Biza, say he was rewarded mida keneged mida that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Oisek Bekivroi. L'chay Rab Kiveger means to ask, Amar Rab Shmur Manachmeni, Amar Rab Yoinis Aminayin Shekol Midoisef Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu mida keneged mida. And we learn it from Elisha? It's two Mishnayas. It's Tavches Amud Beis in Soita and Tavtes Amud Beis in Soita. It's learned out from the parish of Soita. It's learned out from Shimshon. It's learned out from Avshalom. It's learned out from Miriam. It's learned out from Yosef HaTzadik. It's learned out from Moshe Rabbeinu. Kivik doesn't say Tzarchin. He doesn't say Hashem Yareina. He just says Ayin. You have to know, however, what's Pasha Pshat. It's a pell at first glance. Amar Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rab Yoinesen, from some obscure episode that took place in Sefer Melachim Beis, which the Gemara even questions, because the Gemara says maybe it was the klala of Elisha, and the Gemara has to find for it. The word Bashar is, I forget about the word Bashar. You have Fartig Aparshias in the Torah, Fleshig Aparshias, full that everybody knows, where you see clearly Mida Keneged Mida. The whole parish of Soita, the Mishnah says, is Mida Keneged Mida. At first glance, this Gemara is very, very Tzarechian. That's the first Ara. The second Ara, which is really going to segue us into some of the raid that we're going to talk about, not today, but in the coming days. And that is, so the Mishnah says, Ve'ilu she'en lam chelek lo'ilam ha'ba, ha'ime ein t'chias ha'mesim en ha'tayre, v'kol kach lama, tano, hu kafa b'tchias ha'mesim, l'fichach, lo yieloi, all the Rishonim ask that the Mishnah seems to be Tanoi Chitin. The Mishnah says Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelik Loilam Haba, and then it says Teilu Sheein Lam Chelik Loilam Haba. It's Midah Keneged Midah, because you deny Tchias Amesim, therefore you're not going to get a Chelik in Loilam Haba. If the Mishnah would have said Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelik B'Tchias Amesim. So it'd be moving what the Midah Keneged Midah is. You deny Tchias HaMesim, you're not getting a Chelek in Tchias HaMesim. If the Mishnah would say, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Lo'olam Haba, Ve'ilu She'en Lam Chelek Lo'olam Haba, Oymer Ein Olam Haba Min HaTorah, then it would make perfect sense. It's Midah Keneged Midah. You said Ein Olam Haba Min HaTorah, therefore you're not going to get a Chelek in Olam Haba. But because the person denies Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah, it's for that reason he doesn't get a Chelek in Olam Haba. That's the reason you shouldn't get a Chelek in Tchias HaMesim. What does that have to do with Olam Haba? And the Gemara goes out of its way to say it's Midah Keneged Midah. And not just that, the Lashon HaBrayis is who kofer b'tchias ha'mesim. He wasn't kofer b'tchias ha'mesim. I mean, he was kofer b'tchias ha'mesim. But lefichach lo yieh lo chelek ba. What do you mean lo yieh lo chelek? Lo yieh lo chelek b'tchias ha'mesim. The Mishnah doesn't say that. Mishnah says it doesn't get a chelek in a mehaba. It doesn't say it doesn't get a chelek in b'tchias ha'mesim. So of course, this one line of Gemara is einu yoyme elo darsheni, and it triggered one of the most contentious and one of the most intense vikuchim and machloikesin and pulmesin and polemics of all time, literally from Sheshis and Bereshis ad hayom hazeh. It's dvarim ha'imdim berumay shel olam mamish val zeh nemar ein lanu esek ben hastaris, and it's something that we'll get into a little bit be'ezer Hashem in the coming days. But for now, we have a whole amid of Gemara to learn. Says the Gemara. So again, the Mishnah said that if someone says ein tchias ha'mesim in ha'torah, ein loy chelek loy lam haba, clearly implying that there is some remnant that Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, and said, Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. How do you know? Where's the remnant to Tchias HaMesim in the Torah? Shenemar, we know it from the following pasuk. It says, Unesatem imenu es Trumas Hashem le'aharoin hakoyen. You should take Truma, and you should give it to who? You should give it to Aharon HaKoyen. This is a pasuk in Parshas Korach. So we know that the Parsha of Matnas Kehuna, which is mentioned a few places in the Torah, is mentioned prominently in Parashas Korach. Why? Because after the whole story of Korach, where the kahuna of Aharon was challenged, so the Torah came and was mechazek it. And one of the psukim it says was that unesatem imenu es trumas Hashem le'aharon hakoyin. Said Rabbi Yochanan, v'chi Aharon lo'olam kayin? Aharon, is he going to be around forever? V'aloyloy nichnas Eretz Yisrael. He didn't even enter Eretz Yisrael, Shanoisim Le'Truma, that we should be able to give him Truma. So what does the Pasuk mean when it says, Unesatim Imenu is Trumas Hashem L'Haron HaKoyin? Haron HaKoyin never entered Eretz Yisrael. If he never entered Eretz Yisrael, he was never included in Mitzvah Yisatulias Baris. So there was never a minute where it was possible to give Truma to Haron HaKoyin. So what does this Pasuk mean? Elam Alam Meis Rabbi Yochanan Sha'os L'Achyos. Then Haron HaKoyin one day is going to come back alive. The Yisrael noisim leitruma, and the Yidden are going to give him truma mikan. This is a source. Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. Rabbi Shmuel Tana in the Yeshiva. Rabbi Shmuel, they used to learn pshat in this pasuk a little bit differently. Again, Rabbi Yochanan said that from the fact that the pasuk says unesatim imenu truma Hashem laharon hakoyin, this is a remez of Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. Because when was this pasuk neskayim? Right, it wasn't neskayim beivra yarden. There was no truma. It wasn't neskayim when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, because Aharon HaKoyin wasn't alive. Must be. It's going to be neskayim and some point in the future. This is clearly a remes to Tchias HaMesim in the Torah. But in Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, they said a different shah. They said that the reason it says, Unesatim imenu is Trumas Hashem la'aharoin, what the Pasuk is coming to say is, la'aharoin ki'aharoin. That you have to give Truma to a kohen that's like aharoin. What does it mean? Ma'aharoin chaver, just like aharoin was very chashev, av bonav chaverim, so too, you only give Truma to kohanim that are chaverim, that are chashev. In fact, Amr Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amr Rav Yoinis, Minayin she'in eisen Truma to kohen ha'maretz. How do you know you don't give Truma to a kohen that's in ha'maretz? Shema, the Pasuk says, Vayomer lo'om li'yosh v'yushalayim, Loses Minos Hakoyhanim V'halavim l'man yechseku b'teres Hashem. So this is a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim Beis, and we learn from here that kol amachzik b'teres Hashem, any person that's machzik b'teres Hashem, yesh loy menos. V'she'inim machzik b'teres Hashem, but someone that's not machzik b'teres Hashem, ain loy menos. Okay, v'yomer l'om l'yoyich v'yushalayim, you should give the menos of the kohanim and the levim. To Kohanim and Levim, but leman yechzeku b'teres Hashem. You should give it to them so that they should be strong in their avodah. So we learn from here this inyan that you're only supposed to give truma to Kohanim that are on a certain level, and that's the way Tana Dvar Rabbi Shmuel understood the reference of Aharon in the pasuk of Truma. Not that you're ever going to give it to Aharon, and this is not necessarily a remez to Tchias HaMesim and HaTorah, but it's actually coming to teach me a very important halacha. Amar Rav Acha Bar Ado, Amar Rav Yehuda. More on this note. Any person that gives Truma to a kohen that's an Amar, it's as if he gave it to a lion. So it's a funny mashal. What is the hasber? Ma'ari, if somebody presents food to a lion, safik deiris v'eichel, safik eini deiris v'eichel. Right, could be he's going to trample on the food and he's going to eat it. It's also possible that that's not what he's going to do. I mean, it could be he's hungry, he's going to want it now. Right, the other side, by the way, is he's going to put it away for some later day. Af kainam aretz, no to us relates to kainam aretz. There's a safik when you give him the food. Safik oichle b'tahayro, safik oichle b'tuma. Funny mashal. But the point is that when you give truma to a kohen ha'aretz, there's always a possibility that he might eat a betumah. And we know you're not allowed to eat truma tahira when you're in a state of tumah. So this is another reason why it's not okay to give truma to a kohen ha'aretz. Rabbi Yechon said, afgaim le'misa, that if somebody gives truma to a kohen ha'aretz, you're causing him to die. It's like literally groma de shvichas damash. Remember the pasuk says, because what's going to happen if the kohen's going to eat when he's tameh? He's in ha'aretz, right? He's not in Israel in tumah v'tayra. So if he's going to eat when he's tameh, he's going to be chayim misa b'dei shemayim. Those were the sugyas in perek eloh na nechnakim. So could be you're being geirim in misa. That's another reason you shouldn't do it. Vera, but lesben yakiv tano. In the yeshiva lesben yakiv, they had a different braisa. Af masiyah avoyin ashmo. That you should know if you do it, you're causing a big averish. Remember the pasuk says, and this is a pasuk in Vayikra, v'hisiyoy oysom avoyin ashma ba'ochlam es kochem ki ani Hashem ekachom. Again, it's talking about somebody that's tummy and he eats kochem, he eats truma. There's a bunch of aveirois. Avoyin ashma. So af masiyoy avoyin ashma. Right, that insult to injury, you're doing that as well. The bottom line is, Amar Rabbi Yochan, minayin l'tchias ha'meisim ha'natoyru. What is the makar to tchias ha'meisim ha'natoyru? He said, I have an amazing makar because the pasuk says you should give truma to Aharon. And Aharon was technically never a beneficiary of truma. Oh, must be, it's going to play itself out at some point in the future. Mikan remes l'tchias ha'meisim ha'natoyru. But the Gemara clearly was doichet because there's another way to learn this pasuk. In fact, in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael, they had a different way to learn it, and that is what the pasuk means when it mentions Aharon is ki Aharon. And ma Aharon, just like Aharon was choshev, he was a chaver, he's machzik b'teres Hashem, he's not someone that would ever eat truma in a state of tumah, so too, when you give truma, you have to make sure you're giving it to someone of chashivas. If not, you're violating what it says in this pasuk, you're violating what it says in the pasuk in Divrei Hayom and Beis, you're causing the truma to become tameh, you're going to cause the koyin maybe to be chayim misa b'dei shemayim, if he eats in a state of tumah, you're being goyrin, Avoin, Ashmo, there's very, very bad things that are going to come from this. Now, we spoke about this in the last Machzer, so Ein Beis Medrash B'lo Chiddush. We're not going to talk about this today, but really, this last Gemara that we just learned is a big Marumakim when it comes to understanding a little bit the end of days. And really, it begins with Rabbi Chanan's famous Kasha. Rabbi Chanan Kovitz Yerim asks that the Makar to Tchias HaMesim and HaTorah is from Aharon HaKoyen, meaning, loss of Lavoi, there's going to be Tchias HaMesim, Aharon HaKoyen, he's going to be the Kohen Gadol again, and Yid's going to have Truma, he's going to want to give it to Aharon HaKohen. Frank Rabbi Chanan, the Gemara says in Soif Nida, Mitzvahis Betelois La'asad Lavoi. That La'asad Lavoi, there's going to be no Torah Mitzvahs. Mitzvahis Betelois La'asad Lavoi. So if Mitzvahis Betelois La'asad Lavoi, Frank Rabbi Chanan and Kovit Shiurim, what does Rabbi Yochanan mean when Rabbi Yochanan said, Minayin L'tchias HaMesim in HaTorah, that in the end of days, we're going to be giving Truma to Aharon HaKohen. Another thing that we've spoken about over the years as relates to this, again, these Gemaras are all Moly V'Gadish related rabbis, right? That's an obvious disclaimer as the Pesach to the Perek. But another thing that we've talked about is when Aharon HaKohen gets up at the end of days, is he even going to be a Kohen? Is he naturally going to be a Kohen? Right, a Kohen dies, and now he has Tchias HaMeisim. He automatically becomes a Kohen. We've spoken about this regarding Rab Zeira. Come Rabbi V'shachta the Rab Zeira. We know Rab Zeira was a Kohen. So when Rab Zeira got up, was he a Kohen again? We once spoke out from the Aderes, who answered there's a stira whether Rab Zeira was really a Kohen. So the Aderes wanted to say that Rab Zeira was born a Kohen. But once, come Rabbi V'shachta the Rab Zeira. Now he had Tchias HaMeisim. When he came back alive the second time, what makes him a Kohen? Right, this is a whole new Leda. He's Kekan Shenayla Dami. And that Kekan Shenayla Dami, Kubi doesn't give him a Teres Kohen. So, number one, why are we giving Truma to Aharon HaKohen L'Asa Lavai? I thought mitzvahs betelus L'Asa Lavai. And number two is Aharon HaKohen. Now, he can become a Kohen again, and a Chinami. But is he naturally going to be a Kohen L'Asa Lavai? Again, this is all Dvar Matikin. Zok to Gemara Vayta. Tanya. What is the makar that Tchias HaMeisim is minatar? Shem, the pasuk says, "V'gamikim Moisi as prisi itom loses lohem es eretz Kanaan." So this is one of the psukim where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe that you should know, I made a bris, I made a covenant with the Avos HaKadoshim, and I told them that I'm going to give them Eretz Kanaan. So said Rab Simoi, let's be medayik the pasuk. Lochem loy nemar. It doesn't say loses lochem, give you, elo lohem, to give them. Now, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, did they get Eretz Kanaan? They never got Eretz Kanaan. Their children were going to get Eretz Kanaan. When did they get Eretz Kanaan? Now, the truth is, let's hit the pause button. They didn't get Eretz Kanaan? This is really the Prashas Drachim, all the Reh, the Stira, and Rashi, and Parshas Lech Lecha, Vaknani Yoz Ba'aretz, to Parshas Chayisara, Ger V'toshav, Anoichi, right? Did Avram Avinu have a Kinyan in Eretz Yisrael? It's Muchsekesi, Me'aviseinu, or no, it was something that we would get at some point in the future. So again, this is also a landmine that you can easily blow up in. There's so much here in this line. But the pashtus is that the Avos HaKadoshim didn't get Eretz Kanaan. It was promised to their descendants. So what does the pasuk mean when Hashem tells Moshe, V'gama ki Moshe es brisi itam, lo seis lohem es Eretz Kanaan. L'chayra, what it should have said was, lochem elo, said Rab Simo, lochem lo inamelo lehetmik. And let's hear some Esmen HaTorah. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov will one day again walk the streets, the Geselach of Eretz Yisrael, and they themselves will have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. It's because of Tchias HaMeisim, and if that's the case, Mikan, this is a Makar, the Tchias HaMeisim in HaTorah. Tzedek Gam Geshem Kom Sep. Shalom Minim as Rabbi Gamliel. The Minim as Rabbi Gamliel. Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mechayim Meisim. How do you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mechayim Meisim? Very fundamental questions. This is Rabbi Gamliel having a debate with a min. By the way, anytime you see the word min, you don't know what the world is really supposed to be, right? If you look at the Agos V'Tzioinim in the Oiz V'Hadoshas, they switch it from min to tzedoikim. Sometimes it will say kutim, sometimes it will say goyim, akum. This is all hashtag censored sugyas and those types of inyanim. But either way, shalu minim, we'll just take it for what it's worth. So a min asked Rabbi Gamliel, minayin shakadosh baruch hu mechayim meisim. How do you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mechayim Meisim? Amar Lem, so he told him, Min HaTorah, U'min HaNaviyah, U'min HaKsufim. I have a raya from the Torah, I have a raya from Navi, I have a raya from Ksufim. Abba V'loi Kiblu Mimeno, but they weren't Mekabel. Now, what did he tell them? What was this exchange? What did Rabbi Gamliel say? And what were the minim not Mekabel? So the Gemara says, Min HaTorah, he told him, I have a raya from a pasuk in the Torah. It says, Vayim Hashem al Moshe, Hincha Shoyche V'mavi Secha, V'kam. So this is a pasuk in Dvarim Lamed Aleph. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Hincha Shoyche v'mabisecha, V'kama Am Azeh, V'zona Acharei Elihei Nechor Ha'ores Asher Uva Shama B'kirbe V'azovani V'hefer Es Brisi Asher Karati Imoy. So said Rabbi Gamliel, this is the way I read the pasuk. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Hincha Shoyche v'mabisecha, V'kama. Hashem tells Moshe, you're going to lie together with Avisecha, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu is going to leave the world. Oh, but V'kam, you're going to get up. So you see from here clearly that Tchias HaMeisim in HaTorah. Now the truth is, if you look at that pasuk a little bit more carefully, it's not 100% clear how to read the pasuk, right? Where do you put the comma? V'yayim Hashem HaMoshe, Hincha Shoyche Ma'aveisecha V'kam. Oh, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to be Shoyche Ma'aveisecha, but you're going to get up. So it's like a mefurish, but not even a remez. This is like mefurish, Tchias HaMeisim. But could be the way you're supposed to read the pasuk is, V'yayim Hashem HaMoshe, Hincha Shoyche Ma'aveisecha, comma, or period, or exhale. V'kam ha'om azeh. And then after you die, the nation is going to get up. V'zona acharei alehei nechar ha'aretz. And they're going to be oivet avayda zara asher huba shama b'kirbay, etc., etc. So if you read it, hincha shoychem ha'avisecha v'kam, so this is a remes at Tchias HaMeisim. But if you put the comma before the v'kam, then not. And the truth is, the Gemara Masechtas Yuma says this chomish mikrois that are inlam hechra. There's five psukim in the Torah, which is not clear just from reading the psukim how you're supposed to read. We've mentioned from the trop d'zrayas, we go daf gimel, but from the pasuk itself, there's no clear indication, no clear raya, exactly how you're supposed to read the pasuk. This is one of them. Where do you put the v'kam? Is it hincha shoyche v'mavisecha v'kam? Or is it hincha shoyche v'mavisecha, period, and then afterwards v'kam? But either way, Rabbi Gamliel tells the minim, I'll bring you a raya from the Torah, that Tchias HaMeisim exists. Because it says, Vayayim HaShem HaMoshe, Hincha Shoyche V'mavisech V'kam. And they told him, V'dum V'kam HaMaseh V'zahana. Maybe you're reading the Pasuk wrong, right? The obvious comeback. He said, maybe it's Hincha Shoyche V'mavisech come off a breath, and then it's V'kam. V'kam is going weiter. It's referring to what Klal Yisrael was going to do after Moshe Rabbeinu was going to leave the world. You have no right from it to Tchias HaMeisim. Min HaNevim, then Rabbi Gamliel said, I have a right from the Nevim. The Pasuk says, Yichyu Meisech Nivelosi Yukumun, Hakitsu Viranenu, Shoichne Ofar, Kital Oirois Talecha, the Oretz Rifaim Tapel. So this pasuk clearly is talking about Tchias HaMeisim. Yichyu Meisecha, Nivelosi Yukumun, Hakitsu Viranenu, Shoichne Ofar, Kital Oirois Talecha. Right, this is one of the psukim of Tchias HaMeisim. Now this is a pasuk in Yeshaya, it's a pasuk in Nevi'im. So he says, I have a perfect pasuk. You see, Yeshaya Hanavi, he prophesied about Tchias HaMeisim, but the Minim told him back, V'dum HaMeisim Shachi Yecheskel. Yeah, it's true, he was saying Nevu'ah about Tchias HaMeisim, but maybe he was referring to the Meisim that Yecheskel was Mechaya. So who are the Meisim that Yecheskel was Mechaya? So that's coming up in the five-day forecast. That's coming up in the next couple of days. The Gemara is going to go into this in great, great detail. But it's true, the Minim told Rabbi Gamliel, you have a raya from that pasuk in Yeshaya to some concept of Tchias HaMeisim, but maybe it's the Tchias HaMeisim of Yecheskel, right? Yeshaya lived before Yecheskel. So maybe that's what he was referring to. Lav Davka, some grandiose Tchias HaMeisim that's going to take place at the end of days. Then he told him in Aksuvim, the pasuk says, V'chikech kiyein hatoiv, hoylech ledoidi l'meisharim, Doivev Sifse Yeshenim. What do you see from here? That the Yeshenim, they're going to start talking. Doivev Sifse Yeshenim. How are they going to start talking? Right? It's referring to the people that died. Can't talk when you die. Oh, must be there's going to be Tchias HaMeisim. But he told them back like a whole lamdan. Vidoma Rechusha Mirachshim Sifavasa Ba'almo. Maybe what it means is Sifsoisav Doivevois Bekever, right? Any person that someone says over Torah from him in this world, Sif Soysov, Doive Vois Bekever. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Doive Sif Se Yeshenim. See the way Rabbi Gamliel told them in, I'll prove to you Tchias HaMeisim Min HaTorah, Min HaMikra, they were Doichet. Min HaNevi'im, they were Doichet. Min HaKsuvim, they were Doichet. Atcha Amal HaMikra Hazeh. They kept on debating until finally Rabbi Gamliel told them the following Pasuk. It says, Maman Yirbu Yumechem Vimei Venechem, Alu Adoma, Ashenishba Hashem la veisechem loseis lohem ki mea shemayim ala oretz. And he told him, it says loseis lohem, Hashem is going to give the avos Eretz Yisrael. When's he giving it to them? L'chayru, it should have said loseis lohem. Now lohem lo yinemar alohem mikan. This is a raya l'tchias hameisim entar v'yeshayim im som seim minem menek arzo amalohem. That he told him from this pasuk, v'atam adveikim Hashem alokeichem chayim kulchem hayoim. What does it mean chayim kulchem hayoim? Obviously hayoim. But ma hayoim kulchem kayomim. Just like today, you're chayim. So this is more of a drasha. Chayim kulchem kehayim. That just like right now, kulchem kayamim, so too later, you're going to be kayamim as well. Either way, we already have four mekayres, maybe, to the idea of Tchias HaMeisim. Truth is, if you count the original three of Rabbi Gamliel, could be we have already seven mekayres of Tchias HaMeisim. So we're not going to tally them up now, but Beis Hashem, as we go through this Gemara, the list is just going to get longer and longer and longer, and we're going to have to do a little bit of a recap here. Shalu Reimiyam es Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. The Romans asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Menayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mechayim Meisim, how do you know Kadosh Baruch Hu Mechayim Meisim? V'yoideya Masha Asad Liyos. Additionally, how do you know that Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going to happen? Two questions, both extremely fundamental. Number one, how do you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mechayim Meisim? And number two, how do you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can see into the future, so to speak? Amar lo, he told him, Travayim and HaMikra Hazeh, I know both of them from the same pasuk. Shenema, the pasuk says, Vayem HaShem HaMoshe, Hincha Shoichim Vavisech, V'kom Ha'om Hazeh, V'zonah. And from this pasuk, I see both things. How do I see both things? Because we mentioned that it's not clear how you read the word v'kam. Is v'kam referring to Moshe? Hincha shoichim ma'avisecha v'kam? Or is v'kam going on the future? V'kam ma'amazeh v'an? So said Rabbi Yeshua, you know what you're supposed to do when you're not sure what to do? You do both. Right? So I don't know if the kum is supposed to go tzirik tzivik, or if it's supposed to go forward. So I read it both ways. Hinchel shoichim ma'avisecha v'kam. Oh, this pasuk is a raya to tchias ha'meisim in ha'teira. Additionally, Hincha Shoichem Avisecha, period. V'kam Amazeh V'an. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's peering into the future. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's telling you what's going to happen. So you see from here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yedei, Masha Azad. So he said both questions I can answer from the same pasuk. Literally, the same pasuk, and really it's pivoting on the same word, then I know the answer to both questions.
So what did the Romans respond to Rabbi Yeshua? V'dilma v'kama amazeh v'zana. Meaning, how do you know which way to read the pasuk? Meaning, you want to prove to me that Tchias HaMesim is Minat Torah, Hin Chashoichem v'Avisecha v'kam, that maybe the way you're supposed to read it is Hin Chashoichem v'Avisecha, period, v'kama amazeh v'zana. And if you're going to tell me v'kama amazeh v'zana, then you're not going to have, right? You can't have your cake and eat it too. How could you dash him up? Amalusi told him, you're right. If you feel, at the very least, that that's the right way you're supposed to read the pasuk, then at the very least, you should know one of the two. Which one of the two? The idea masha also liyos. Itmar nami, om rab yoichin, mishum rab shum yoichin, minayin shakadosh baruch hu b'chai meisim, harion kadosh baruch hu b'chai meisim, the idea masha also liyos, and that a kadosh baruch hu is the idea masha also liyos, and then the pasuk says, hincha shoichi v'mavisecha v'kam, so you see the rab yoichin said the name rab shum b'yichai, there was a messiah that the way you read the pasuk v'kam is really both ways. That's interesting. V'kam is one of chamish mekroy she'ein lam hechra. But really, you see from here that in pnimius we read it both ways. V'kam goes sayon hincha shoichem avisecha v'kam, and it also goes v'kam amazeh v'an. And from reading it both ways, you learn two tremendous yesoidas. Number one, you learn from here the inyan of tchias hameisim in HaTorah, and number two, you learn from here the inyan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the idea of the asidois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows masha asid liois, what is going to happen. We once spoke out an epic Chassam Sofer, it's in Parshas Tetzaveh in Torah Smoisha, where the Chassam Sofer says in Pnimius, what does it mean? Hincha shoichem mavisecha v'kam ha'om hazeh v'zana, that the word v'kam is nidrash milfanel umila acharel. He says, because Moshe Rabbeinu, we know in the next world, is not a kam. But what does it mean to be a kam? In a pinimistic sense, it means you're stuck. You're not moving. You're not being oilo. You're not being oirid. It's that most people, after they die, they're already kam. Because you can't produce. There's nothing you're able to accomplish. As a result, whatever you did during the allotted time that you had in this world, you got. But beyond that, it's already something that you're not able to build on. A person in this world is a hoylech. A person in the next world is an oymed. He's already a kam. But said the hilch sam soifim, Moshe Rabbeinu was not for kam. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, we're all his talmidim. And every time a yid keeps Torah mitzvahs, it's all Torah's Moshe. It's Moshe kibbutz Torah Misinai. And Moshe Rabbeinu is getting schar for it. Right? His ledger is being credited every single time a yid does mitzvahs. So Moshe Rabbeinu is not of a kam in the next world. Moshe Rabbeinu is the ultimate hoylech. However, when Klal Yisrael sinned and they were over Avodah Zarah, then Moshe Rabbeinu all of a sudden became of a kam. Because now Moshe Rabbeinu is not steiging anymore because Kol Kama the Yidden are doing what they're supposed to do. So Moshe Rabbeinu is a Heilech. But once we're not doing what we're supposed to do, so now all of a sudden Moshe Rabbeinu becomes of a kam. So Sedech Sam Soifer, Hincha Shoichev and Mabisecha. And you're going to be Be'etzim a Heilech. However, the kam, you know when you're going to be a kam? When it's for kam Amazev is on. When Klal Yisrael is going to sin and they're going to do Avodah Zarah and there's going to be a Churban Beis HaMikdash, etc., etc., that's when you're going to be. So the Vakam of Moshe Rabbeinu is totally in the Vakam of Mazev Zana. This is already Pnimius, but it just jumps off the page here a little bit that you're taking the word of Hincha Shoichem Avisecha Vakam, Vakam of Mazev Zana, and you're darshaning this word Vakam both this way and that. Let's just learn one more Gemara. Tanya, Amr Abeliezer Rabbi Yosef, Bedava says the Yafti Sifrei Minim. With the following argument, I was able to be Mazayev to Sifrei Minim. Show you, I mean, they used to say, Ain't Chias Amazim in a Torah. They used to argue, Ain't Chias Amazim. Amar Tilem, I told them, Ziyaftim Teiraschem, Veloy Helisim Beyetchem Klum. Meaning, apparently, they were trying to do different ziyufim. What they were doing was all the different remazim in the Torah, the Tchias HaMesim, they were altering. They were making edits all over the place. So Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yossi said, I told them that, you know, you try making all these edits and trying getting out of Tchias HaMesim and HaTorah. L'mayis lehilisim b'yadcham klum. Why? Because at the end of the day, I'll prove to you that this Tchias HaMesim min HaTorah. Sh'atam oimim Tchias HaMesim min HaTorah. The pasuk says, Hikores tikores ha'nefesh ahi. This is one of the parashas in the Torah that talk about Kares, the parasha of the Megadeth. And it says, Hikares tikares, hanefesh ahi avoinabas. Hikares tikares, ba'ilamazet. What does Hikares tikares mean? The person's going to be cut off, right? He's going to die prematurely in ilamazet. Avoinabas. What is that? Le'emas. When is it going to be avoinabas? La'avla ilamabas. Also, you see from here that there's an idea of Kares in ilamabas, which implies that there's Olam Haba, which implies that there's Chias HaMesim. So from the Pasuk, Avoyin Haba, Hikaris Tikaris Avoyin Haba, what's Avoyin Haba coming to teach me? Must be, it's coming to teach me that there's an idea of a person having his Aveira in the next world, so that he's Nichras, he's cut off, which clearly implies that there is a next world. Amalei Rav Papa Abaye, but Rav Papa told Abaye, "Lemel hu travaye mikaris tikaris." He said, "Why, Rav Blazer, Rav Yosi have to say hikaris tikaris avoy naba? That avoy naba is the raya that this tchias amesim. He should have told him from hikaris tikaris alone. You see this tchias amesim. Why? Because hikaris tikaris is a double lashon." Hikaris means Olam Hazeh. What does Hikaris mean? It must be Olam Haba. Also, you see that the Tzchias HaMeisim, you see the Olam Haba. But the Gemara says, Inu Hava Amri Leino. The reason why Lesbi Yosef didn't say that, because he knew what the comeback was going to be. They would have said, Dibra Teira Kalashim Neyad. You can't bring Rayas from Hikaris to Hikaris. The Teira does that. Azoiv Tazoiv, right? Pasoyach Tiftach, Nasing Titain. There's so many, Matzei Timas. There's so many places where the Teira does that. And there's always a Machlaikis and Shas. Dibra Teira Kalashim Neyad. Dibra Teira Kalashim Neyad. But you're not going to win an argument. You're not going to win a great debate where the stakes are very, very high, by saying hikaris tikaris and taking the position of loy dibra teira kolashim ne'alam. That's a very difficult argument to win, and it's for that reason he didn't want to go down that road. The Gemara says ketanai. The truth is, whether we darshan hikaris tikaris dibra teira kolashim ne'alam, or hikaris tikaris is coming to teach me oilam hazen oilam haba, is real machlekes tanam. Hikaris tikaris tikaris by oilam hazen tikaris oilam haba, dibra Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva actually learned tikaris me oilam haba from the word tikaris. Amot Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. If I remember, the pasuk says es Hashem hu megadev v'nichrasa. It says v'nichrasa a third time. V'chishloisha ilamim yesh. Are there three? Elo v'nichrasa ba'olam hazeh. Hikares la'olam haba. Tikares is dibra teira kolashim ne'yadam. So you see already it was machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yishmael whether we darshin tikares as dibra teira kolashim ne'yadam or tikares is coming to teach me olam haba. Afraid the Gemara. One last Gemara. Bein Rabbi Yishmael u'bein Rabbi Akiva avoyna ba my avdile. What do you need avoyna ba for? Midi Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yossi said hikares tikares dibra teira kolashim ne'yadam is olam hazeh. Avoyna ba is olam haba. In the machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yishmael they're working with hikares tikares and v'nichrasa. So even if you hold Hikaris Tikaris as Dibra Teira Kolashim Bnei Adam, V'nichrasa would be the second, or the first. So between V'nichrasa and Hikaris Tikaris, I already know Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. And if that's the case, what is Avoyin Haba coming to teach me, right? I know Olam Haba from V'nichrasa and Hikaris Tikaris. What do I do with Avoyin Haba? And again, remember, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi learned Avoyin Haba to teach me something. So you see, Avoyin Haba is a melamed for some form of Karis. There's Karis in Olam Hazeh, there's Karis in Olam Haba. What third type of Karis is there? So the Gemara says, "L'chidetanya needs it for the following brayse." Yachla filo asa tshuva. You would have thought that a person who doesn't have erifut shishchayev karis will get karis even if he does tshuva. Tamud loy ma'avoy naba. The only time the person gets karis is if he's still carrying away his avera. Loy amarti elav esman shavoy naba. I only said it in the event that the person is avoy naba. But like the Rambam said, it's kedai to finish this daf with that lashon Rambam that if a person is going to do tshuva. Afilu kofa be'ikr kol yomov u'ba'achroina shav yesh lo'i chelek. Then he's going to have a chelek in Olam Haba. This is all in the event that the person doesn't do tshuva. But to the extent that the person does do tshuva, then already the situation is going to be different. That is what the words avoyin haba are coming to teach me. Either way, we're literally stopping mid-sentence. What are we talking about? Kol Yisrael yesh lo'i chelek lo'i Olam Haba. Stating that, you have to read begrudgingly, the not such fine print, which mentions the ve'elu she'en lem chelek lo'ilam haba. It's a short list. Tosfos in Sotei Daf Hamad Aleph wonders out loud how come there weren't other chazals that seem to suggest people have no chelek lo'ilam haba that weren't mentioned. The Rambam in Perek Kimel Hilchos Tshuva says there's really 24 people that are ein lem chelek lo'ilam haba. Rabbi Noda Behuda said that's why Tosfos couldn't just say ton of a shayir because the list is too long. It's parutz meruba loim, and for that reason you can't just simply say ein lo chelek loilam haba. But either way, in this list, who is the first person that's ein lo chelek loilam haba? It's a oimer ein tchias hamesim min atayra. Why tana who kafar betchias hamesim lefichach lo yieloi chelek betchias. How do you know Mida Keneged Mida? You know from Elisha. Think of Kivev, you know from Elisha. Soita Daf Chesam Ebeiz HaMishnah. Soita Daf Chesam Ebeiz HaMishnah. You know it from Shimshin, you know from Avshalom, you know from Miriam, you know from Yosef HaTzadik. You know from Moshe Rabbeinu. Why are we varfing Melochim Beiz Elisha? Zilkari Be'Rav. Now, by the way, the Zilkari Be'Rav is true for Elisha too, once upon a time. Right? Zilkari Be'Rav means even the Tinekesh of Israbim know it. But the point is this, even we know. So the bottom line is why do we have to varf to Melachim Be'ez? It's a great Sakasha. Also, what's the Mida Keneged Mida? Ha'imein Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah has no Chelek in Olam Haba. It's Tanei Chitim, Ha'idolei B'Sairin. L'Chairin, you would think Tchias HaMesim L'Chod, and Olam Haba L'Chod. The Gemara then went on and said, "Minayin l'tchias ameisim in atayr." Again, why are we talking about minayin l'tchias ameisim in atayr? Because the omer tchias ameisim in atayr is ain't lechelik leilam up. That means there's not just tchias ameisim. That's pashit, but there's a remes to tchias ameisim in atayr. We saw a whole list of remazim. Tomorrow's daftar is going to be another list. The next daftar will be even some more. So this list, like we mentioned, is going to get longer and longer. But for now, as it relates to the first raid bite, real raid bite here in Perichelik, just think it's kedai to be poiseach and talk for a moment about the opening sentence of the parak, and that is Kol Yisrael Yesh Lohem Chelek Lo'olam Haba. And just to be makdim, this is an inyan that Baruch Hashem we've spoken about in the past. We've learned Chelek together as a chabur in the past. It's also something that obviously is very fundamental to Yiddishkeit. Something that comes up a lot, but Ein Beis Medrash B'loy Chiddush. And that is the Teres Chaim in the beginning of Perek Chelek, and interestingly enough, it's also a blot ago on Daf Peiches Amid Beis. He asks a very obvious question. The Mishnah says, "Kol Yisrael Yesh Lem Chelek Lo'olam Haba." It sounds like every Yid wakes up in the morning as having a Chelek in Olam Haba. Now, you could do something to lose your Chelek in Olam Haba, Rachmona Litzlan. But the starting point is, the baseline is, "Kol Yisrael Yesh Lem Chelek Lo'olam Haba." Stating that, the Teres Chaim says there are so many Gemaras that seem to suggest that really you have to do things in order to merit a chelik in Olam Haba. And even the great tzaddikim weren't sure whether or not they would have a chelik in Olam Haba. And just to demonstrate with a few chazals, the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Ches Amar Alef, coming up Ezer Hashem next week, says Rabbi Shua ben Levi Ashkach Leliyo. Rabbi Shua ben Levi met Eliyo Anavi, and he asked him a whole bunch of questions. One of the questions that he asked him was, "Amar Lei Emas Osi Moshiach." Tell me, Eliyo Anavi, you're tapped in. When is Moshiach coming? Amar Lei. So Eliyo Anavi said, "Why are you asking me? Zil Shaila Lididei. You want to know when Moshiach's coming? Go to Mashiach and ask him." So he said, "I could ask Mashiach. I didn't realize he's open to having this conversation." He said, "Hecha Yosef, where is he?" So he told him, "Apischa de Karta. You can find him at the gate of the city of Rome." Umaisi Mone. He said, "How will I know that it's him?" Meaning, I'm assuming there's a lot of people there. So how am I going to know that it's Mashiach? So he said, "You're going to see that he's Yosef Beni Aniye Soiv L'chalom. He's sitting together with people that are not well. V'kulon sharu v'asire b'chazim." And all the people that are there, they have bandages and they have doctors and nurses and people that are attending to them. And all these people, they're tying and they're untying their bandages at the same time. Meaning, they take off the bandage, they let their wound breathe a little bit, and they put it back on. But when he takes his bandages off, he does it one at a time. The reason he does that is because he's concerned. Maybe they're going to need him immediately to come up here, meaning pisayim yavai, right? Maybe it's time for Mashiach to come. He doesn't want to have to put his bandage on quickly. He doesn't want that the Yisma Meya should be 1 second longer than it needs to be. Either way, also like Abayis, Rabbi Shua ben Levi goes to the entranceway of Rome, and he sees one chayla who's taka taking his bandages and he's tying it and untying it in the way that Eliyahu Navi described it, and he realized it must be Mashiach. So he goes over to him and he tells him, "Shalom Alecha Rebbe Yomari." So apparently this is the way we're going to greet Mashiach. So this is what we're going to say: "Shalom Alecha Rebbe Yomari." So Mashiach responded to Rabbi Shua ben Levi and he told him, "Shalom Alecha Bar Levoi." "Shalom Alecha Bar Levoi." So he told him right away, right? No small talk. "Le'emas Osimar." "When are you coming already?" Right? "Shalom Alechem." "It's nice to meet you. You Mashiach, wow," right? No, that's not what he said. He said, "When are you coming?" Amaleis, he told him, "Hayoy, I'm coming today." Believe he heard this, he didn't have to hear anything else. So he went to Elio, Amaleis, he told him, "Hayo Amalach." He says, "Tell me, you went to Mashiach, and you asked him when he's coming, so what did he tell you?" He says, "Well, first of all, I told him, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Yomayri, and he responded, Shalom Alecha Bar Levoi." Amaleis, he says, "I want you to know something, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Avtoch Ulavuch La'amadasi. That means there's a havtocha that you and your father are both going to have a chel. If Mashiach called you by your name, and he said Bar Levoi, you know what that means? Guaranteed you have a havtocha that you're going to have a chel G'noilam Haba." Amaleis, but then he said, "You know something, Shakuri Koshakrabi, but he lied to me." He said, "Why did he lie to you?" "Donnelly, because he told me, Ayoim Kasin, he said he's coming today. He said, I waited for Shkia, Eliyahu Hanavi. I didn't come back to you right away because I assume Mashiach's going to come. And Lamaisne, Veloyase, he didn't come." Amaleis, he told him, "You didn't understand what Mashiach was trying to tell you. Hachi Amalach, what he was telling you was, Hayoim and Bekoidlai Sishmo. Not today, Dafka today. Meaning, Sishoin Tzait, all the Simon, and we check every. In Bekoidlai Sishmo, Hayoim, that's a pasuk that Mashiach is going to come." Either way, this is a class. Faith, Teres Chaim, what's going on over here? you should know, said Eliyahu HaNavi to Rabbi Shlomo Levi, that from the fact that Mashiach said, Shalom Alecha Bar Levi, Avtachach Loch Ul'Avuch La'amadasi. Rabbi Shlomo Levi needed a Avtacha that he's going to have a Chelek in Olam Haba. What happened to Kol Yisro? Yesh Lam Chelek L'Olam Haba. It's poshut that he's going to have a Chelek in Olam Haba. Another Gemara. This Gemara is a Masech, this Tainis, Avchav Beis Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, Rabbi Reika Choyza, have a Shchiach B'Shuk Adabei Lefet. Rabbi Reika Choyza, he used to spend time in the Shuk of Lefet. Have a Shchiach Eliyahu Gabei, and Eliyahu Anavi was Shchiach by him, meaning he used to reveal himself to him. Amalei, so one time, Rabbi Reika Choyza is talking to Eliyahu Anavi, and he says, tell me, Ikabah Heshuk Bar Almadasi, is there anybody in the Shuk right now that is a Bar Almadasi that is going to be a Ben Olam Haba? Amalei, he told him, Loi, nobody. No one in the shuk right now. That's a ben olam. Adahachi v'achi. As they're talking, Chazal who gavra, Eliyahu Navi saw a person davasayim masani uchmi who was wearing black shoes. V'lo yrami chutet detchelta beglimi, and he wasn't wearing tzitzis. Amalei, he told him, Hay bar amadasehu. Says you asked me a minute ago. Is there anyone in the shuk that's a ben olam? Have I told you no? I take that back. You see that person right there? He's a ben olam haba. So Rod Basre, so Rabbi Breika Choyzoi ran after him. Amalei, he told him, tell me who are you? Amalei, so he told him, Zilo Idavatal. I said, I can't talk to you now. If you want, I'll be here tomorrow. Come back to me tomorrow. I'll tell you who I am. Lamacha, the next day, Amalei, he told him, Ayovta, who are you? Like, what do you do for a living? Amalei, so he told him, Zanduknana. He said, I'm a shomer in a Beisa Asurim. That's what I am. I work in a jail and I'm one of the shomrim. I'm security. And you should know, in my Beis Asurim, there's a men's section and there's a ladies' section for pritzos reasons. Not just that. V'ramina puriyayu ben hani lahani. He says, I sleep between the men and the women to make sure that no one's going to do an avera. In fact, if I ever see a Bas Yisrael that the Nachrim are looking at, I'm Moise Nefesh. I will literally risk my life to protect the women. One time, there was a Naim Urasa, the other one Nachrim Einayu, and I saw all the Nachrim were looking at her inappropriately. So what I did was, I took the sediment of red wine, and I threw it on her begadim, and I told them that she's a Nida now. It's like this, nobody would want to start up with her. So continue talking to this person. He told him, my time is less lachuti. He says, tell me, how come you're not wearing tzitzis? V'ramas masani yuchmi, you're wearing black shoes. Shalai kamina Yisrael. Why are you dressed this way? Amalei, he told him, I lead him in afiktam bidei nachrim. He said, because I deal a lot between the nachrim. Gehech the lady, you don't know. I'm undercover. I don't want them to know I'm a yid. And the reason I don't want is because I use my protection to save Jews. Ki avi gazri gzerto, because whenever there's a gzerim, moidano lulu rabbanon, I notify the rabbanon, ubo rachmi, and the rabbanon davin, umevatel gzer sayu, and the eldim mevatel gzer. And then he continued, he said, umay time kamino lachana, my uvdoch, why did you tell me come back tomorrow? So he told him, because I was in the middle of dealing with a big askomis, and there was no time for me to talk. Either way, this was the person that Eliyahu Navi pointed at, and when he said that this person is a ben olam haba, as they were talking, also another two people entered the shuk. So Yonavi came running to Abroika and he told him, you should know those people are also ben olam haba. So he went to them. He told them, what do you do? They said, Inchi beduchi anan. He said, we're batchanim, we make people laugh. If we ever see someone that's depressed, we go out of our way to put a smile on their faces. He said, not just that, if we knew two people that are fighting, they're having a machloikis, we go to them and we're mechayed and we make sure that they're not going to have a machloikis. Tarchina v'avdina lehu shlama. The bottom line is, these were the people that Eliyahu Navi pointed to that are going to be b'nei olam haba. Freik the Torah's chayim. What's going on over here? You have to be on the level of this person who was a shomer in the Beis HaAsurim. You have to be like the Hanuch Batchani of this famous Gemara here in Tainus. I thought, call Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek L'Olam Haba. Do you wake up in the morning a Ben Olam Haba? Fakert. You have to do something great and incredible in order to merit a Chelek L'Olam Haba. And the truth is, these are two dramatic, fun stories. But really, there's so many Mamari Chazal that talk about that. If you do this, you'll get a Chelek L'Olam Haba. Right? Brochus Taftal Ramit Beis. Amar Rabbe Lazo, Amar Rabbe Avinu. Kolo Oimra Tilo L'David. That's Ashrei. Bechol Yoim Sholosh Pa'amim. Muftach Loi Shehu Ben Olam Haba. Right? If somebody says Ashrei three times, he's guaranteed that he's going to have. How about the Gemara that we learned on Daf Pei Chesam and Beis? The Gemara said, "Sholchu mitom ezel ben olam haba." Who's a ben olam haba? A nafson ushal beirach shayef ayel shayef nafig goris beraisa tadiru v'le machzik debusul nafshei. And who everybody look at? Rav Ula bar Abba. What's going on over here? I thought every person has a chelik in olam haba. So is it Kol Yisrael Yeshlam chelik olam haba, or do you have to do things and sometimes extraordinary things in order to merit a portion in Olam Haba. Says the Peres Chaim that I think the answer to this question is a Tosfos. It's Tosfos in Masechtes Ksubis, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. The context over there is Ahu Yoyma Dashkafte de Rebbe. The day that Rebbe passed away, which we know is one of the infamous moments and episodes of Jewish history. Kamakumas in the Shtabru on what happened on that day. The Gemara itself has almost a daf and a half of different divrei agad. But one of the things the Gemara says is, on the day that Rebbe left the world, Nafka Baskala, a Baskal came out, but Amr and said, Kol Dahava Bashkafte the Rebbe, any person that was present when Rebbe died, Mizuman Hu L'chayo Elam Abba, is going to merit a portion in the world to come. Freik Toisvis over here, the Teres Chaim's Kasha. Tema, Valoi Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lem Chelek L'Elam Abba. What's going on over here? I thought Kol Yisrael is Yesh Lem Chelek. By the way, you know who tells Sue this Toisvis? Rabki Veger and Gilyan Ashas. We just learned three Rabki Vegas, right? So Rabki Veger was mitzayin the Toisvis in Soita Dafhe, the Mishnah in Soita Dafches, and now this Toisvis right here in Ksuvas Dafkov Gimel Amud Beis. Oh, but Frank Toisvis, what's going on over here? If somebody was present, Bashkafta the Rebbe is going to have a Chelag in Oilam Haba, Valoi Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelag Oilam Haba, says Toisvis, Upirish Ravra Meir, Kol Hecha Da Omar Mezumin Lechayo Oilam Haba, that you should know, wherever it says Mezumin Lechayo Oilam Haba, Hainu Below. The lashon of the Gemara is Kol Dahava Bashkafte the Rebbe is Mizumin Hu L'Chayo Elam Haba. Not Yesh Lo Yichelik Lo Elam Haba. That's Poshet, because Kol Yisrael Yesh Lo Yichelik Lo Elam Haba. The Chiddush is Mizumin L'Chayo Elam Haba. Mizumin means you're ready, sealed, signed, and delivered. Right? Mizumin means Hineni Achshav. Mizumin L'Chayo Elam Haba means that the person doesn't even have to go through the rigors and the refining of Gehenim, etc., etc., in order to merit a portion of the world to come. In other words, Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelek Elam Haba, says Tosfos, but mi yodea what a person's going to have to go through in order to merit a portion of the world to come. Avada, this Gehenim, this different inyanim that a person's neshama needs in order to be able to enter Elam Haba. But Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelek Elam Haba tells you that at the end of the day, you're going to end up in Olam Haba. But does that mean you're mezumen, that you're not going to have to go through everything that needs to happen in between? That not. When the Baskel came out and said, whoever was there, Bashkafte the Rebbe, is mezumenu l'chayil Olam Haba, what it meant was that they're going to go to Olam Haba, and it's going to be below din or below yisrum. So it says the Teres Chaim, that you have to say all these gemaras that talk about, am I going to get avad Olam Haba? Avad kol, you wake up, kol Yisrael, yesh lam chelek l'olam haba. The question is, are there going to be stopovers? The question is it going to be something that's going to be nicknas b'yisurin? That's the question. Mezumenu l'chayil Olam Haba means you're not going to have to go through any yisrum. Now the truth is, Tosfos was saying it in the Gemara in Ksubas, where the lashon of the Gemara is, whoever was there bashkafte the Rebbe is mezumen. Mezumen means you're ready, you're prepared. Right? That's what it means. Hazmana milse. You're ready, you're prepared for it. Prepared means that you're ready to go. You don't have to go through any yisurim in order to get there. Go through all those Gemaras that we mentioned. The Gemaras don't say mezumen. Muftach, right? Ben oilam haba. It's different lashonis. The word mezumen feeds right into what Tosfos is saying. Some of those other lashonis of the Gemaras that we mentioned, not as much. But I just want to suggest one ha'ara as it relates to the Iker Shaila. And that is, the Mishnah says, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Lo Elam Haba. Mitzachen, you find all these chazals that seem to suggest that you have to merit it. Bar Levoi, Rab Breika Choyza, Brachas Tav Dalid, Ezu Ben Olam Haba, Rav Ula Bar Abba, right? All these different Gemaras. Whoever was there, Bashkafta, the Rebbe. What about the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yod Ches, right? This is a good one. Where the Gemara talks about B'chanina Ben Tradian, who he met Rav Yosi Ben Kismer. He wanted to know, am I going to have a chelik in Olam Haba? Right? Did you ever do anything? It was Neschalofli Moishal Purim, that whole mice over there. Right? What do you mean? It's Pashid he was going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. So you find by big tzaddikim, even they weren't sure whether they're going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. It's a big pelt. So Teres Chaim shtelsu this toisvis in ksubis daf kuf gimel amibayz. And of course, this would seem to be a big yisoid in terms of understanding the sugya. But maybe you could say something else based on something that I heard from Yedidi Reb Levi Chomsky, who heard this from Hagoyin Reb Moshe Shimon Shapiro Shlita, who heard this from Hagoyin Reb Meir Alevi Soloveitchik, Zeichet Tzadok Levracha. That is, the Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, it's Perik Yud Dalet Halacha Gimel, he's talking about what we tell a person that's coming to be Megayin. So there's a whole process of Geirus. Keitza Mekabum Geiri Yatzedek. That's the way the Rambam starts Halacha Aleph. So in Halacha Gimel says the Rambam, Ukeshem Shemaydiyin Oysa Oynchen Shal Mitzvahis, Kach Maydiyin Oysa Yischarin Shal Mitzvahis. That just like we notify the ger of the punishment that a person will get if he violates the mitzvah satayra, we're also maidia him the schar that you're going to get for being mekayim the mitzvahs. Umaidia noisei and we are maidia him. Shebasiyas mitzvah zeilu. That if a person is going to do these mitzvahs, yiske l'chay yoylam haba. He's going to marry the chelik in yoylam haba. V'she'en sham tzadik gomor, elo bali chochma sha'oysa mitzvah zeilu v'yoyt. Says the Rambam Vayta. V'oimrim lo, and we tell him, have you idea you should know? Sha'olam haba einot tzofun elo l'tzadikim. That olam haba is something that's tzofun, it's hidden away for the tzadikim. V'heim Yisrael, and they are Yidden. V'zeh shetiri Yisrael b'tzar b'olam hazeh. And when you see Yidden that are in pain in this world, you should know toiv etzfun hilohem. That they're suffering a little bit in this world, but they have a tremendous toiv in the next world. And the reason they're not getting the toiv in this world is it's impossible. Because the toiv of Olam Haba is not something that you can get in this world. But again, we tell the ger as part of his gerus process that you should know that if you're going to do mitzvahs, you're going to get schar. What's the schar going to be? Yiske l'chaya Olam Haba. And we tell him, have your idea. Shoha Olam Haba einot tzofun elo l'tzadikin. V'heim Yisrael. The Olam Haba is something that's exclusive to Yidden. It's exclusive to tzadikim. If you're a tzadik gomer, she'en shon tzadik gomer elo b'al choch m'shoi semitzv zeilu v'yoydan, that's when you're going to merit a portion of the world to come. So the Rambam says that one of the things we tell the ger is that you should know if you're a megayer, you will have an opportunity to be a yid, you'll do a yid, you can do mitzvahs, you'll be zoichet olam haba, which is something that she'en shon tzadik gomer elo b'al choch m'shoi semitzv zeilu v'yoydan, a little hard to read that Rambam, but you should know that olam haba is einu tzofen elo l'tzadikim v'hein Yisrael. So, Rav Meir Soloveitchik asked that the Rambam seems to be saying that Olam Haba is something that's exclusive to Yidden, right? Only a Yid could have a chelik in Olam Haba. Everyone knows the Rambam says in Hilchas Malachim, this is in Perek Ches Halacha Yud Aleph. Kala Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs, any person that's Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs, V'nizer L'Asoyson, and he's nizer to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs, Hareze Mechasidei Umay Sa'olam, V'yesh Loi Chelik Loilam Haba. He's from the Chasidei Umay Sa'olam, and he has a Chelik in Olam Haba. In fact, the Rambam in his Pirush Mishnayis here in Perek Chelik says the same exact Yisoid, and he says, you know what, my Raya is from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said that there were four Hidyoitis that had no Chelik in Olam Haba. Who are they? Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Who is the Beis? Bilam, right? Bilam has no chelik in Olam Haba. Bilam was from the Umayis Olam. Of course he has no chelik in Olam Haba. Right? The Mishnah says, Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelik l'Olam Haba. So why are you telling me ve'elu she'en lam chelik l'Olam Haba, Bilam? The Terence says, because really, the Umayis Olam could also have a chelik in Olam Haba. There's a concept of Chasidei Umayis Olam. Bilam was from the Umayis Olam. He wasn't from the Chasidei Umayis Olam. And it's for that reason Bilam goes down as one of the people that have no chelik in Olam Haba. Of a freak, Meir Halevi Soloveitchik, he says, I have a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Ches, Hilchas Malach Malach Yud Aleph says, Kol Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs V'Nizel Asoysam Hareza Mechasidei Umayis Olam V'yesh Loi Chelik Loilam Haba. And in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, Perek Yud Dalet, Halacha Gimel, Halacha Dalet, the Rambam says, "Va'omrim lo, we tell the Ger Tzedek, have you idea? Sha'olam haba inay tzofan elu l'tzadikim v'hein Yisrael. So could a guy, chasidei umay soilam, have a chelik in olam haba, or could he not have a chelik in olam haba?" So Rav Meir Halevi said, "It's muchach from the Rambam. Asudot tzvei olam habas. Asudot tzvei dinim and everything is two dinim. Asudot tzvei dinim and olam haba. There's an olam haba that even the umay soilam can have, albeit the chasidei umay soilam. And then there's the olam haba that's in tzofan elu l'tzadikim v'hein Yisrael. That's only shnayich for the Yid." The Rambam in Perek Ches Hilchas Malachim was talking about one Olam Haba, and the Rambam in Perek Yidal Hilchas Yisur Ebiya was talking about another Olam Haba. Said Rav Meir Halevi, what's the makar to these two Olam Habas? So he said, I think the makar is a Gemara Masechtas Brachas Taflam Adalad Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Amr Rab Chiya Baraba, Amr Rab Yoichanan, Kol HaNeviim Kulam, all the Neviim that talked about utopian times, Loi Nesnavu Elo Yimayis HaMashiach, they were referring to the days of Mashiach. Aval Olam Haba, but as it relates to Olam Haba, the Nevi'im never said Nevu about Olam Haba. Why? Because Ayin Lo Yiras, Elikim Zula Secha. No one's ever seen, even the Nevi'im don't know what Olam Haba looks like, and as a result, it can't be that that's what their Nevu was referring to. The Gemara says, Om Rabchi Barab, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Rabchi Barab said, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kol HaNevi'im Kulon Loi Nesnavu El Bali Tshuva. They're a different memory. That it could be all the Nevu'as that the Nevi'im said really was referring to Olam Haba, but it's the Olam Haba of the Balei Tshuva. Aval Tzadikim Gemurim, Ayin Loi Ras, Elikim Zulascha. But as it relates to the Tzadikim Gemurim, over there already it's Ayin Loi Ras. In the second member of Om Rab Chiya Baraba, Om Rab Yoichanan, the Nevuah of the Nevi'im was referring to Olam Haba, but it's referring to the Olam Haba of the Balei Tshuva. As it relates to the Olam Haba of the Tzadikim Gemurim, that's a much higher level. Ayin Loi Ras. The Gemara says that's not like Rabbi Avoh, because Rabbi Avoh said, Makim Shabali Tshuva Oimdem Tzadikim Gemurim Einam Oimdem. So the Baal Tshuva is actually going to have a bigger Oilam Haba than the Tzadik Gemur. That's not our sugya now. But the bottom line is, Snedra Meir Alevi, you see from the Gemara, there's two Oilam Habas. There's the Oilam Haba of the Baal Tshuva, and there's the Oilam Haba of the Tzadik Gemur. One Oilam Haba the Nevi'im were able to see. There's another Oilam Haba of Ayin Lai Rasa Elohim Zulascha. The Oilam Haba that the Nevi'im was Shayach to, the lower level of Oilam Haba. That's what the Rambam's referring to in Hilchas Malachim Perik Ches. The Olam Haba that the Rambam is talking about in Perek Yedal Hilchas Yisurei Biyah, the Oimim Lo Yehavi Yodea, Olam Haba Inayt Sofen Elul LeTzadikim, Vehem Yisrael. That's referring to the higher Madrega of Olam Haba. In fact, the Rambam's Loshen of Shein Sham Tzadik Gomer Elul Bal Chachma is a little bit mashma like. Right, that's that other Olam Haba, that's the Lashon HaRambam over here of Tzadik Gomer, said Rameir. But the bottom line is, it's Mavur for Rameir Alevi, that really there's two Olam Habas, and it jumps off the pages in the Rambam, because otherwise we have a good old-fashioned Stiras HaRambam, whether Umay Sa'olam, Chassidu Umay Sa'olam, Ashayach Olam Haba, or whether Chassidu Umay Sa'olam, Anashayach Olam Haba. You know, we once shtelt to a Toistris in Bava Basra, Daf Yitzayin Amar Aleph, the Gemara over there says, Tanu Rabbanu, Shloisha Hetimim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam Hazeh Me'ein Olam Haba. There are three people that got in this world Me'ein Olam Haba. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avram dechsev Bakol, Yitzchak dechsev Mikol, and Yaakov dechsev Kol. Three people got Olam Haba. Frey Teis HaKasha, Teimo L'Rajbo. Amay L'choshev Nami Iyov. The Gemara says in Bava Basra Tetz, Bava Mebeiz, that Iyov was Hetimei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Me'ein Olam Haba, Olam Hazeh. And Tosfos says a Teretz. I once thought, according to this Rameir Alevi, it's half of a fella. Because there's a mandama that says that Eve was a god. He wasn't a yid. It's machlokes who Eve was. But one mandama says he was an Eni Yehudi. Yesh loim, at this brisa holds that Eve was an Eni Yehudi. And Enochinami, Eve got me Ein Olam Haba, Olam Hazeh. Oh, but Eve's Olam Haba is an Ander Olam Haba from Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Because as an Eni Yehudi, his Olam Haba is the Olam Haba of the Chassidei Umay Soilam. So it's true. He taka got it. Oh, but the Chiddush from the brisa is Shloisha Hetimim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olam Hazeh Me'ein Olam Haba. The Olam Haba of Ayin Lai Rasa Kim Zulascha, yet the Olam Haba. Not the Olam Haba of Perek Ches Hilchas Malachim. The Rambam of Perek, the Olam Haba of Perek Yedal Hilchas Yisurei Biyah. It's true, Eve got me in Olam Haba. Oh, but he got me in his Olam Haba. His Olam Haba is Perek Ches Hilchas Malachim. But as it relates to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, what's their Olam Haba? It's Perek Yedal Hilchas Yisurei Biyah. And that's what they got. That's their Meir Olam Haba. But either way, L'chayra, this var for a Meir Alevi would seem to be a Mafteach maybe. It'd be a schlissel to answer all the great sakashas that the Teretz Chaim asked. And all these different gemaras, what? Mitzarechot kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek loylam haba. But mitzad sheni, there's an Indian of Rav Chanina ben Tradian and Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Breuker Chayza and all these different gemaras, you do this, you do that. Whoever was there, bashkafta the Rebbe, why are we all fighting for a chelek in olam haba? You're a yid by definition, you can have a chelek in olam haba. The teretz is not zvei dinim in olam haba, and it could be that's what's going on over here. It could be this, all these different gemaras that talk about yeah olam haba, not olam haba. That's a shayla of the olam haba of ayin la'iras alikim zulascha. It's the olam haba that suffered the tzaddik and the heim yisrael. That olam haba, the kol yisrael, the baseline olam haba. Maybe the olam haba perek chesel ches malachim. That's kol yisrael yesh lam chelek olam haba. The Umay Yisraelim have to earn it. Chassidei Umay Yisraelim. The Yid wakes up with it. Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Olam Haba. But all these different Gemaras where yeah Olam Haba, Nishta Olam Haba, could be that's referring to the higher Madrigan Olam Haba. And the emesis I found, it's Kamat Mefurish in the Be'er Sheva. So the Be'er Sheva, one of the Kadmoinim, right? Late 1500s, early 1600s, Italy. One of the great Ga'onim, Rabbi Socher Ber Eilenberg. The Baal Be'er Sheva, right here in the beginning of Perek Chelek, he has a whole Arichas. And he's very bothered with all these kashas that the Teretz Chaim asks. His Lashon is Kosher Be'enai Tuva. And he starts varifying different Gemaras where you find that different Tzadikim weren't sure if they were going to have a Chelek in Olam Haba. Freak the Be'er Sheva. Why were they so unsure? L'chayr it's Poshet. What happened to Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek L'Olam Haba? Says the Be'er Sheva. L'chay Nirali. The Lashon Olam Haba Haniske B'chol HaGemara Lo'y Nemar B'shava Al Madrega Achas. That even though you find Olam Haba mentioned so often in the Gemara, it's not all the same. Ki Lashon Olam Haba Koylel Harbe Madregos. Chalukai zu mizu. The word Olam Haba is koil several madregas. Achas gedoyle ve'al yoyne yoyse mechaverta. Ubizmanim nefrodim v'rechoykim zu mizu. K'moyshe yisbar. And he goes on to explain. But this is mamish the aside. Rambei Ralevi said it briskish. Two Rambams. Perik ches hilchas malachim. Perik gedalet hilchas yisurei biya. Tzdot zvei dinim in Olam Haba. Beisan ha-gemar in brachis. Lama dalet amad beis. De Be'er Sheva said in his nusach that Olam Haba niske b'chala gemara lei nemar b'shava madrega achas. The loshen of Olam Haba is koilal harbe madrega is chaluka izu mizu achas gedoyle val yoyne yoyse mechaverto b'zmanim nefrodim v'rechoykim zu mizu. Way above my pay grade. But the bottom line is, not all Olam Habas were created equally. And that said, the Be'er Sheva is the mahalach to understand the stira that you seem to find the Chazal, where on the one hand, Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek l'Olam Haba, but yet at the same time, there were great tzaddikim that were wondering out loud whether, yeah, the baseline Olam Haba, that's Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek l'Olam Haba. As it relates to different madregas in Olam Haba, that's what all these gemaras are. So we have two mahalachim. We have the mahalach of the Teres Chaim, where, yeah, Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek l'Olam Haba, but the question is, how many stopovers, how many layovers, how many delays? Like, what are you going to have to go through in order to get there? That's what all these Gemaras were about. That's the Lashon Mezumen Ben Olam Haba. You're right there. And then we have the Mahalach of the Be'er Sheva that we spoke at. Al Pi Teirosoi Shel Rameir Halevi. Either way, we're just getting started here in the Sugyas of Olam Haba. And Tchias HaMesim, again, Dvarim Ha'imdim Berumai Shel Olam. These are literally Ikrim. Literally Ikrim. Be'ezer Hashem, looking forward to continuing to discuss this very, very foundational topic.